This is Jerry Blumberg.
The hardest part. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. For a news junkie like me, this week has left me exhausted. I like order and control, and from what I have observed, the politics in Washington, D.C. have neither. The fact is that none of us know what any given day will bring. We have our plans, but a phone call, a diagnosis, a fall, a letter, an accident can turn our world upside down. Trying to sell our house and move closer to town presents a perfect test for waiting with no control of the outcome. In my morning quiet time, I journal my prayers and have started thanking God for the sale of the house. I'm reminded of the story of Daniel, who prayed, pleading for his people and their deliverance. But God seemingly failed to hear or answer. 21 days later, an angel appeared to Daniel and basically told him he had been busy, but he had heard him. He had been in battle in another part of the world, but was now ready to give an answer to his prayer. God knows our heart's desires, and he knows the timing of this sale. Rather than have the stress of a must-sell date, we are not even looking at future homes. I know that God is in this move and he will take care of us. He's got the perfect place picked out. But it may take 21 days to get it ready. I read that waiting is the hardest work of hope. Calling us to be brave and courageous in our verse makes sense because waiting can result in fear, anxiety, boredom, disappointment, frustration, or even anger. Hope has been my watchword since 2013, a year that seemed hopeless in so many ways. But God. Because I know that God loves me, has a plan for my life that is good, and a purpose even better than I could imagine, I hope and I wait. I don't know what the next step entails, where it will lead, or when it will happen. But I do know who lights my way, one step at a time. # always hope.
This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.